I would like to clarify one or two points on what we said yesterday, and also I want to make a correction on one thing that I said. So we talk about the head to banish moshes. We have to clarify how long is banish moshes in regard to this halacha. What do we consider banish moshes for this purpose? We're machmer Motzei Shabbos. We don't know how long banish moshes is exactly. We're machmer a certain time, but over here we're being makel and we're allowing a person to do a mir la'akum during this time because it's saying it's banish. It's definitely banish moshes. So any time which is not clear that it's definitely banish moshes, we have to be machmer. So Moshe the Tshuva says a person can be makel with the lachon to banish moshes up to 40 minutes after shkia. So a person gets stuck in traffic and it's difficult for him to get home, and if he's going to have to walk, it's going to be very big. Tirka, etc. So he wants to ask a goy to drive him during the banish moshes period. So he allowed to ask a goy. I had a situation. A person called me a little while. He had another worker with him in the car. Was not Jewish. Was very close to shkia. I said, you can ask the goy to drive you, but you have to finish that by 40 minutes after shkia. So if after 40 minutes after shkia, you're still not home. At that point in time, you would have to have him. You would stop the car, leave your mux items with him, etc., and walk from that point. But up to that point, unless it's in a dangerous neighborhood where it's a sakana, that'd be a different point. But the heter applies to 40 minutes after shkia. That's Motzei Shabbos, you pointed out, the heter of Mir Lachem does not apply. I want to correct one thing that I said yesterday. There are certain shusim besides the Mir Lachem which are permitted banish moshes, and that's where that differentiation we make, what type of Kabbalah was made. In regards to Mir Lachem, even a person with Makabal Shabbos, Mir Lachem is still mutter. Even after Kabbalah Shabbos, it's still mutter, regardless of the type of Kabbalah that he made, up to this period of time of the 40 minutes after Shkia, up to the period of time of Banish Moshes. Regards to other types of drabanans, certain drabanans are mutter, that depends what type of Kabbalah was made. And I made that mistake. Yes, I want to correct that point. But regards to Mir La'akum, even in a scenario where a person was Makabal, a full Kedusha Shabbos, a person can continue to do a Mir La'akum up to 40 minutes after Shkia. For what other purposes is this permitted? So the Shulchan Aruch gives us three purposes that it's permitted. The Tzarech Shabbos, there's a Shabbos need. Person did not like the Neiris for Shabbos, the Tzarech Mitzvah, or a case of Hefsed Gadol, which a person would be mitzdayer if he doesn't take, he would be uncomfortable and in emotional pain over Shabbos because of this loss of money that he's taking. So that's the level of Hefsed Gadol we're going to be matter, the Amir La'akam on a derisive and a shmoshes for a Hefsed Gadol. The Mishabura says that we could something which is not really a mitzvah, it's only a minig Yisrael, but it's something which a person feels very strongly about. He forgot to let Yortzeit lift. It's his parents' Yortzeit on the Shabbos. He forgot to let the Yortzeit lift, and he wants to ask Banish Moshes, ask the goy to light the Yortzeit lift. So he's asking him to do a deraisa Banish Moshes. It's not Tzarech Shabbos. It's not really Tzarech Mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a halachic chiyuv to light an air. It's not a Hefsed Gadol. But since people would be very mitzvah, very uncomfortable with the fact that they did not do this inyan of lighting the nair for the Yortzeit, he brings to the marshal that you could ask a goy to light the Yortzeit lift Banish Moshes in that situation. Have a good morning.